Hello, my name is Tim Law with Success Learning Systems, and today I am honored to be interviewing Jesse Corin, award-winning six-figure success coaches, along with his wife Charlotte Jacobs, who teaches heart-based business owners how to earn six figures in their business without compromising their values. They are the co-founders of Rejuvenate Training, the home of the Rejuvenate Your Practice two-day intensive. They have helped thousands of businesses increase their business success. You may want to take some notes as you listen to these ideas during this presentation. Jesse, what got you started on this pathway of helping others as you do?
That's a great question, Tim. I would say the biggest thing that got me started was that I had a really great childhood, and then when I reached my teen years, I, along with probably the rest of the world, went through a really, really hard time. And, you know, I guess every teenager probably thinks that they're the only ones going through that hard time, but that's certainly how I felt. And luckily, I was blessed enough to get the support of some books, one being The Way of the Peaceful Warrior. And from there, I started attracting healers and started going to workshops and transforming myself to the point where I could actually support other people. But the problem was I had a hard time building my business. So it wasn't until I started to learn how to both build my business and teach a lot of the transformation that I had learned myself that things started to really take off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what were some of the I like to talk to the various coaches as far as some of their, you know, success and everything along those lines. It's obviously, it can sound, you know, from the sound of your voice, you know, it certainly is a passion of yours. If you could, you know, name a couple success stories that kind of really stand out in your mind, obviously, you know, keeping them anonymous and everything, but, you know, things that you really felt where you and Charlotte made a difference.
Oh, success stories with our clients?
Sure.
Great. That's a great question. Let's see. We have a friend of ours who actually became a client a couple of years ago. Her name is Dr. Lori Moore, and she's an animal intuitive. And, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people might think, well, what the heck does an animal intuitive do, and how can you ever make money as an animal intuitive? And when I say make money, and the reason why we talk about making money, and that's one of the focuses of our business, is to help people make six figures in their business, is because when you're making money and you have a heart-based business, it allows you to help more people, because whatever service you're giving is helping people, and so the more money you make, the more people that you can help. And so this woman, Dr. Lori Moore, when she came to us, she was relatively successful. I mean, she had been leading workshops and had been counseling people and animal intuitive for, I'd say, about 10 or 15 years by the time she had met us. But she wasn't making the kind of money that she wanted to make, and she was leading workshops where she really wasn't bringing in the kind of money that she needed to in order to continue to make it as a business owner. And she was actually on the verge of quitting. And she took one of our programs called Build Your Empire, which is one of my favorites because it teaches people how to lead workshops that are not only very impactful, but also allows you to make a really big difference and a lot of money. And after taking that program, the first weekend where she led a workshop, she made about a little bit over $40,000 in one weekend.
Wow.
Which was previously about what she had made in an entire year or so. And then the next workshop, she made another $30,000, and then after that she was just on a roll. So that was one success story where, you know, she literally just took the information we gave her and applied it and did really, really well right off the top.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. you have, and usually what I'll do as well, Jesse, I ask if, as far as our, if you could give our listeners two or three useful tips, you know, that they could do now, you know, that would actually help them today.
Okay. In regards to what?
Well, in regards to, you know, for example, how you teach and, you know, as far as helping some of the practitioners that you work with, you know, some useful tips that you and Sharla have really, you know, gotten a lot of mileage out of.
Sure, sure. Well, there's so many.
No, I know. I really
yeah.
do. You could probably go on for,
I'd be happy to go on for
about 3 days, couldn't you?
I could. I do. but I would be happy to share with you a few. One is that if you make it a practice, not just in your business but in your life, to leave everybody who you come in contact with better than you found them. I think that is one of the number one principles of growing a business, and especially a business, you know, for holistic practitioners or coaches or other small heart-based business owners. It's really, really, really important to have lots of conversations with people and mm-hmm. not only share about what you do, but help them out. Find ways to serve other people because people tend to want to support and refer to people who have just helped them out. So we lead mm-hmm. a workshop called Rejuvenate Your Practice 2-Day Intensive, and we teach a process called heart selling, which, you know, we take 2 days to teach that process. But one of the keys is that you leave everyone who you come into contact with better than you found them. And if you can just do that one thing, and you can do that with 5 to 10 people a day, my goodness, you will grow very quickly. So that's mm-hmm. that's one thing. Another thing from a much more practical level is what we found with our clients is that their businesses don't usually tend to take off until they form a niche. And what I mean mm-hmm. by niche is a lot of people throw that term around, but our definition of a niche is the specific problem that you solve for a specific group of people that you solve it for. And once you've discovered the group that you want to work with and the problem that you want to solve for them, and it's an urgent problem, something that's not in the back of their mind, but something that is actually in the front of their mind. It's something that they will gladly spend money to solve that problem. And you can mm-hmm. help them in a really powerful way to solve that problem. Then all of a sudden, instead of you having to make calls and go out and spend a lot of energy building your business, you will have to do that. But after a while, when you have a niche, the calls start coming in because you start getting known as the expert in a certain area and people get results with you and they're very specific and they start to tell their friends about you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that is the foundation. In fact, in several of our programs, the first thing that we do is we make sure that people have their niche.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Makes total sense. Well, those are excellent tips and ideas, Jesse. And how could they contact you and Sharla to, you know, to learn more about how this program could help them?
Well, the first thing that I would do is go onto our website, which is www.rejuvenateyourpractice.com. And then
okay, and rejuvenate, just spell it for them, if you could, Jesse, please.
R-E-J-U-V-E-N-A-T-E. So,
okay.
Again, that's R-E-J-U-V-E-N-A-T-E, your practice, practice.com,
mm-hmm.
rejuvenateyourpractice.com. And when you get to that site, you'll see some information about our Rejuvenate Your Practice 2-Day Intensive. Now, normally, and if you price that with any of our other programs, it's valued at $997, but we actually offer full scholarships to the event for a limited time only. I don't know how much longer we're going to be doing that, but
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, that event, I know you went a couple of years ago, Tim, and it has just gotten better since then.
Sure. So, no, I was very impressed with it when I was there. Well, it was a year ago in April, March, I'm sorry.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it wasn't quite that long ago. And
yeah.
We've just been honing it and honing it and honing it. So
mm-hmm.
it's just gotten super, super, super good. And we'd love to offer any of your listeners a full scholarship to that event, complimentary. You can just go on that website and sign up, and you can read more about it on the website.
Mm-hmm. Well, fantastic, fantastic. Well, Jesse, this has been great. I really believe you shared some wonderful information here that's going to be very helpful, and I look forward to speaking to you again in the very near future.
Thank you so much, Tim. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Well, you have a great rest of the week and evening, and thank you again, Jesse. And please give my best to Charlotte and the baby, too.
I sure will.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.